Today we're learning Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph of Maseches Sota. We left off on the bottom of Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis. We are at Ibayilu, two lines from the end of the page. So Ibayiluhu, they raise the following shailot. Dodin Mahu, what if a person is not standing behind the Kohanim? We're continuing, of course, our discussion of Birchas Kohanim. A person is not standing behind the Kohanim, but he's also not in front of the Kohanim. He's off to the side. So what's the din? Is the bracha chal or not on that person? Is he yotzei, is he a recipient of that bracha? Samar Abba Mar Baravashi Toshma. I'll bring you a raya from a different halacha, from the halacha of Parah Aduma. When we sprinkle the ashes of the Parah Aduma on kelim that became tamei from a mace in order to be matar them, titran, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Parah, niskavin lahazos lefanav, if a person has intention to sprinkle the ashes, the mace sota, on the kelim that are directly in front of him, and vihiza la'acharav, and somehow he aimed badly and hit the kelim that are behind him, or li'acharav vihiza lefanav, or vice versa, hazah so psula. The hazah does not work because he wasn't having kavana for that hazah, and we assume that you need kavana to be metaher the item that the mechatas lands on. That's derived because the pasuk says visa atara latame. It doesn't say a love, so it tells me that it's Allah, that you have to have kavana dafka for it. But if you have but it says the Mishnah lefana vihiza al tzadin shebefana vazasuk sheira. But if you intend to hit the kelim in front of you and it hits kelim off to the side that are in front of you, that's kosher because that's included in your kavana, because we assume that tzadim are kilafanav, and therefore in the case of Birchas Kohanim as well, we should say that people who stand off to the side are considered to be in front of the Kohanim. So the Gemara discusses another halacha. Amarava Barav Huna. Actually, before we get to that, so main point number one is we seem to have a raya from sprinkling of the Meipara that Tzadim, the people who stand off to the side, are also recipients of Birchas Kohanim. Amar Rava Bar Rav Huna. Kevin Shniftach Sefer Torah. Once the Sefer Torah is open to be read from, Asur L'Saper, it's Asur to speak. Even to speak about a matter of halacha, shenamar, because the Torah says, because the pasuk says, when it comes to Kriyas Ezra from the Torah in front of everybody, it says ukipischo amdu ala am ein amida ela shtika. Amida means shtika, and when they opened up the Sefer Torah, there was a requirement of amida. So you see that you have to be quiet as soon as the Sefer is open. Shneamar vochalti ki lo yedabru bi amdu velo anu od. So you see that it's talking, that's where you see the pasuk refers to amida as shtika. Rabbi Zera amar Rav Chista mehacha va'ozne kol am al Sefer Torah. That we derive this halacha that you're not allowed to speak during Kriyas HaTorah from a different pasuk in Nehemiah, that everyone's ears should be on the Sefer Torah. So the Gemara goes back to Birchas Kohanim now. So let's do main point number two, is that once the Sefer Torah is open to read from, a person is not allowed to speak. Two possible sources for it in Pesukim, but that's clearly the halacha. Any Kohen who didn't wash his hands first cannot do Nesias Kapayim. Shenemar, Su Yedechem Kodesh Uvaruch Es Hashem. So we darshan that at the time of Nesias Kapayim, your hands have to be kedoshos, that you need netila b'mayim. Shalom, Talmid Rav Elazar ben Shmua, b'meh erach d'yamim. So Gemara has this in a few places in Shas, where they were wondering how people were zocha to arichus yamim. So they asked Rav Elazar ben Shmua, what did you do? What sort of zuchus did you have that you had arichus yamim? So he said, actually, it was three things. Amar lahen. Number one, miyamei lo asisi beis haknesses kapandaria. I never made a beis haknesses into a shortcut. I never used a beis haknesses as a shortcut. I have a whole piece of my sefer about that, about the issue of using a beis haknesses as a shortcut. Number two, v'lopasati al rashayam kodesh. When the talmidim were sitting on the ground, I didn't walk between them because it would look like I'm walking on top of their heads, and that would seem to be a sense of gaiva. And number three, and the one relevant to our sugya, lo nasasi kapai b'lo bracha. I didn't do birchas kohanim without first reciting a bracha. Mai mevarich. So what bracha do you say in birchas kohanim? Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rav Chista, asher kiddushanu b'kiddushas shel Aaron v'tzivanu levarich es hamo Yisrael bi'ahava. So ki akar b'kare mai amar, and when a Kohen moves his feet by the bracha of Ritzei to be olah l'duchan, and he and he faces Yaron Kodesh until the Shliach Tzibur finishes Modim. So what should he say? He should say, that his bracha should be perfect, that he shouldn't stumble in the bracha. And after the Kohen finishes the bracha and he turns away from the Tzibur and he's standing facing the Aron Kodesh until the Shliach Tzibur finishes the Chazar Sashatz, finishes Amvarach Samay Yisrael Ba'ashalom, what should he say? Ad Berei Rav Chisda l'Ravokva v'darash Ribono Shalolam. Rav Chisda made the hanhaga and by Rav Ukva to say as follows: Ribono Shalom, asinu mashe gezarta aleinu. We have done what you have told us to do. Sa asei imanu mashe yiftachtanu. Now it's your turn. You do what you said that you were going to, what you promised us. Hashkifim on kachcham in Hashemayim. You should look down from Shemayim and be mevarich klal Yisrael. So the last main point over here is that prior to Brachas Kohanim, a Kohen has to wash his hands and he has to say the bracha Levarech Sama Yisrael Ba'ahava. In fact, it's a skula for Arichas Yamim. Saying the bracha is one of the three skulas that we identified for Arichas Yamim. Okay, we'll stop there. Next time we'll do the Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis.